Busy weekend, Grania.
They had. Busy weekend, out on the roads. I was actually talking to the sergeant in charge of the Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit, and she wanted me to highlight some of these detections just to your listeners today, yeah, if that's okay.
Please.
So Friday night, well, the early hours of Saturday morning passed, the 14th of September, the Roads Policing Unit, Letterkenny, they detected a vehicle being driven erratically. The driver transpired, they had no driving licence and they were uninsured. They were then arrested on suspicion of drink driving, and it turned out that they were seven times over the drink driving limit. So they were charged to appear in court. Saturday evening, same date, 14th of September, they were then out, the Roads Policing Unit. They checked a vehicle on their mobility device. This vehicle was 837 days out of tax. They then spoke to the driver. The driver was then arrested on suspicion of drink driving. This driver was 12 times over the drink driving limit. They also had no driving licence or insurance, and the vehicle was seized. They were charged to appear in court. Saturday night then, the 14th of September, Roads Policing Unit in Letterkenny, they were out conducting a MIT checkpoint. They arrested a driver who failed the roadside breath test. This driver was 3.5 times over the drink driving limit, also charged to appear in court. So then on Sunday evening, the 15th of September, the Roads Policing Unit stopped a vehicle that was being driven in a careless manner. This driver had no driving licence or insurance, tested positive for cannabis. They were arrested and conveyed to the Garda station, and a blood sample was taken there. So a court appearance will follow. This driver also had a quantity of suspected cannabis in his possession. On Sunday night, the 15th of September, the Roads Policing Unit were conducting a checkpoint when they stopped a vehicle and the driver tested positive for cocaine and opiates. This driver was arrested, conveyed to the Garda station, and a blood sample again was taken. A court appearance will follow. A quantity of suspected cocaine was found in this vehicle following a search. So lastly, Sunday night, well, it was the early hours of Monday morning, this one, the 16th of September, the Roads Policing Unit were conducting a MIT checkpoint, and a driver again, they failed the roadside breath test. An arrest was made, and this driver was seven times over the drink driving limit. And again, they were charged to appear in court.
Now, Grania, I mean, obviously, these are a number of very serious detections. The extent of blood alcohol content is remarkable, but you can't be all everywhere all of the time. So in fairness, fair play to your colleagues for getting these people, but it talks to the extent of those out there who are still making poor decisions.
Yeah, and it's worrying. It's extremely, and I think that's why we wanted to highlight this weekend, and really to highlight how many times over the limit these drivers actually were. You know, that's really, really frightening. But no matter, look, if you're drink driving and you're driving on the influence of drugs, it's irrelevant. You shouldn't be doing it. But the fact that some of these drivers were, I mean, one of them was, I think, 12 times.
Well, I understand where you have to come from that all drink drug driving above the limit with drink, any drugs at all, is illegal. Mm-hmm. But when you have someone to a situation, theoretically, not referencing these cases, where they are completely inebriated, yeah, and they're driving around in a 1 or 2 ton deadly weapon, with no insurance, it's particularly alarming.
It is. It's like going out in public with a loaded gun, really. Yeah. You know, you're in danger in your own life. You're in danger in the lives of everybody else. And it is. It's worrying. It's extremely worrying that so many drivers are still making that poor decision to get behind the wheel while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So we're continuing to urge all drivers not to make that decision. It could have tragic consequences for them. Very often does have tragic consequences for them and for other road users. We're asking everybody, if you're going out on a night out, arrange to have a designated driver. Call a taxi or call a family member to bring you home. There's so many other options other than you getting behind the wheel of that vehicle. And nobody in this day and age can claim ignorance when it comes to the possible consequences of driving while under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. So we're appealing to all drivers, please think road safety at all times. Help save lives on the roads by always making responsible decisions. And we're also appealing to the public to please always report suspected instances of drink and drug driving to Gardaí immediately. So Gardaí can be contacted on a 24/7 basis at Letterkenny on 9167100, Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530, Milford on 915 3060, and Buncrana on 932 0540. And as always, in the event of an emergency, please call 999 or 112. And maybe, look, you could have somebody out there listening this morning that has somebody in their family, maybe a son, a daughter, a brother, who they know, you know,
is on
a continuous basis, does take a few drinks, goes driving. Please speak to them. Speak to them about the dangers involved in it.
And also just in relation to the public reporting, I mean, for some people, that's not really the road they want to go down. But we're talking about the difference between life and death here. Like, if I were to see someone absolutely blotto, driving off, and just says, I'm not going to say nothing. And then learnt that half an hour later, they were going around a corner and cleaned out a family of four and themselves.
Exactly.
How would that rest with me?
Exactly. Well, look,
which is the worst emotion, that maybe I helped the Gardaí, or that maybe I could have prevented a tragedy? Do you know, and that's the kind of the...
Well, I suppose you would feel a certain amount of betrayal towards your loved one by making that call. But at the same time, as you say, you could be saving your loved one's life. You know, you could be saving a mother and father with a carload of children. You could be saving their life, you know, and that takes priority, really. So please do make that call to us. Speak to the person. Make an anonymous call to us and make us aware of it, you know, so that we could stop this driver.
We know it's tough, and I think that's you framed it, that knowing that it's a tough decision. Okay.